Oh, human. Human boy. That's right, sweetie. Don't be shy. My perfect little squire. My doting servant. Yes, I'm aware that your duties to me are coming to their scheduled end for the evening. But what's the matter? Don't you want to serve? Isn't that your job, after all? Serving your beautiful, intoxicating elven princess, as all good little human boys should. Just as I thought, you're already squirming. Remind me, how old are you now? 18? 19? Yes. Still so young, and to an elf like me, it's nothing. Come on in then, darling, into my bedroom. Chop, chop. Now you just stand there. That's a good boy. And I'm gonna settle myself down here, at the edge of the bed. There. Much better. Now, let's get right to it, shall we? Though your guilty expression tells me that you might already have an idea of what this little chat is going to be about. The reason I've summoned you into my chambers so late in the day is to discuss your perversions, little boy. Your beastly human urges. There's no use trying to hide it from me. I can read the truth on your face like a book. Humans are terrible at concealing their emotions. I know you've been stealing my panties. My knickers. My soft, lacy, delicate lingerie. You've been pilfering pairs of panties to masturbate with. You rummage through my drawers. You find a cute pair that you like. And you stuff them into your pocket. I can only imagine that you wrap them around your cock and pump them full with disgusting human seed. Oozy, creamy splurts and squirts unloaded into my soft panties. Look at you squirm. I'm right, aren't I? How disgusting. And I know you fawn over me. Your shameless glances to my soft, deep cleavage. Your eyes exploring my body whenever you have the chance. You're doing it even now. You simply can't help yourself. Absolutely no self-control, even in the face of very serious impending punishment. Ugh. And I know you've spied on me as well, peeping at me, desperate to get a glimpse of the princess changing out of her thin, finely threaded silken robes. You really are a naughty, naughty little pervert human. However, I'm not going to punish you. Really, I'm not. Even despite that embarrassing stiffening in your trousers. Does it really turn you on being humiliated and berated by me? Hopeless boy. But I'm not going to punish you, because you really are quite excellent at your job. There's just no other way of putting it. You're always on time, you accomplish everything I ask of you without complaint, and the quality of your service is better than anything I've experienced in 100 years. Servant boys like you don't come around all that often, and to tell the truth, I'm rather keen to keep you in my employment. So I've come to a decision. I'm appreciative of your work ethic. But your perversions cannot be allowed to escalate, lest they begin affecting the quality of your service. So, I've decided I'm going to indulge your perversions just a little to help you get some of this obsession out of your system, keep you focused, that sort of thing. Now, don't get too excited. Oh, goodness. There's no use trying to cover that erection now, sweet boy. It's all too obvious. Just keep your hands at your sides. That's a good boy. You see, I don't want to be touching your penis in any way. I'm sure you can understand this. I am the princess, after all, and you are a lowly commoner. And besides, it wouldn't be proper. The notion of an elf placing even the slightest of touches on a human penis? Ugh. No, that simply wouldn't do. But as I said, I am a benevolent princess, and I have an interest in satisfying you, in calming you down, and keeping you polite and proper. So, raise your tunic and untuck your cock for me. You heard me, sweetheart. Untuck that stiff, hard, human cock for your princess. Don't be shy now. There's a good boy. I'm sure you've fantasized about this before. So come on. Be a good boy. And show that cock to your elven princess. Oh my. Gosh. Yes, very stiff. Human cocks are so interesting looking. I've seen sketchings before in zoology scrolls, but never one so close as this. My, my. Oh, look at it twitch. Here, come close, sweetie. Come close and admire me. Admire my long pointed ears, pierced with little jewels of blue crystal. Look at the way the light of the setting sun catches in my perfect platinum hair. And here, watch my face as I gently turn from side to side. Take in my profile, my turned up little nose, my full, soft lips, my pointed chin. You'd love to touch me, wouldn't you, human? Maybe later, if you're a good boy. For now, I'm just going to lean forwards, my chin resting in my hands, my elbows resting on my thighs. And I'm going to breathe nice and softly under your hard, twitching cock. Oh. Does that feel nice? The warmth of my breath against your penis. It's throbbing so much. Gosh. Well, go right ahead, little boy. Masturbate for me. Masturbate for your princess. Fap, fap, fap. There we go. Oh. Oh, there we go. Good boy. Good boy. Humans really are such low creatures. To feel such excitement and pleasure from such a beastly act. Masturbating right in front of your princess's face. I can feel the heat against my skin. I don't know whether to be disgusted or amused. It is rather cute, watching your expressions, listening to the sounds you're making, your soft little whimpers, the gentle slapping of your hand. so shameless. Good boy. Masturbate for mummy. Fap, fap, fap. Wink that willy for your elven princess. There we go. Oh, there we go. And no, I know what you're thinking, but I'm not going to do it for you. And despite how tantalizingly close my lips are to your cock, I'm not going to suck you either. The act of putting one's genitals in another's mouth. How very human. And we've been through this. Elven bodies were not made to be sullied by the touch of a human cock. Sorry, sweetie. Just keep masturbating. Fap, fap, fap. There's a good boy. Oh. There we go. That's it. Let's get out those beastly urges of yours. Oh, gosh. Now, I also want to address the obsession you have with my ass, darling. My bottom. I'm always catching you staring at it. Sneaking little glances. And as much fun as I'm sure this must be for you, being permitted to indulge in your base desires in the presence of your princess, I have a feeling that your perversions won't be properly satisfied until I've allowed you a little play of my ass cheeks. Oh no, keep masturbating, honey. There's a good boy. But I have an idea. I know how badly you fantasize about squeezing my ass and mounting me. And perhaps we can come to a compromise. I won't be permitting any vaginal sex, of course. Between an elf and a human? Unthinkable. Never mind the inappropriateness of a boy of your station attempting relations with royalty. So, I was considering anal. It's an overwhelmingly human fascination. The idea of sex using one's rear passage. But to me, it means next to nothing. Sex is the bonding of a man and a woman. A warm, hard penis in a soft, warm pussy. But anal? There isn't even a word for this in the elven high speech. It might as well be nothing more than a form of masturbation. So, this is what I've been considering, allowing you to engage in what a human might call anal sex with me. Does that sound like fun? Would you like that? Gosh, you're panting. This must be very exciting for you. I can hear your heart beating. Goodness. Right, why don't we get this over with? I'm going to position myself on the bed, on all fours, just like this. And I'm going to flip up my thin, silky skirt. Bunching it up nicely around my waist. Oh, there we go. My soft ass on display for you. You really are the luckiest boy in the whole kingdom. I hope you realize this. Come on up behind me. There's a good boy. You can pull my panties down to my thighs, but remember, you're not to touch me with that penis. It's too barbaric. Slide down my lacy little panties. Oh, how eager. Good boy. And bring yourself close to my bare bottom. That's it. You can spread my cheeks if you wish. Get a nice, close look at my warm, tight holes. My ever so slightly puffy pussy and my tight, wrinkled, puckered little bum hole. Oh, aren't they enticing? Bring your face in closer, darling. Have yourself a sniff. That's a good boy. Don't be shy. Oh, good boy. Now, for our play session, we're going to need it nice and squelchy. So direct your attention to the bowl of lubricant on the dresser beside me. Do you see it? Pour some into your hands. That's it. Get them all slippery and start working it into my bum hole. That tight, inviting little hole. See how it winks for you? I know how obsessed humans can get over buttholes. Oh, it's rather cool. That's it. Try to contain your excitement for now. Go nice and slow. Push those slippery fingers into my hole, one at a time. Good boy. That's it. All the way inside. Nice and deep. Gosh, the lengths I'll go to keep a good servant boy. That's it. Work your finger around. Stretch my bottom just a little. I'll need it gaped a touch so I can accommodate your penis. Good boy. Good boy. Finger my bum hole. Work your fingers. Oh, into your princess's asshole. Oh, goodness. That's it. That's it. Two fingers now, sweetie. I can take it. You're probing me so deeply. Lubing me. Lubing my little bum hole. I do feel so sticky right now. So gloopy and squelchy inside. I think that'll do, human. Ease your fingers out of me. Nice and slowly. How undignified. But at least we can move on now. As you recall, I cannot allow a human penis to touch me. It wouldn't be civil. Not even a place as low as my anus. And as such, we'll be using my thin, silky little skirt as protection. Here, let me show you. I'll just settle it into place back over my ass. There we go. Now watch, honey, as I tighten it around my lower body, as the curves of my ass and my thighs become apparent through that thin, thin material. So sheer. So silky. It's elven make, naturally. Only the finest for an elven princess. Oh, there we go. Nice and tight. Take a look. You can see the outline of my pussy through the skirt. You can see my anus puckering and winking. And you can see the gooey, sticky mess it's making against the silk. Oh, gosh. Now it's time to mount me, darling. Mount mommy. Press that cock between my cheeks. You can hold my waist, just as long as it's over my bodice. Good boy. Get yourself comfortable. Oh, you do feel rather big between my cheeks. Gosh. Oh, I can feel every throb, every twitch against my private, petite little asshole. Okay, honey. Let's get these urges out of you. This should provide enough masturbation fuel for months, if not years. So take your cock in hand. That's it. And you're gonna press it against my hole. My bumhole, of course. And you're gonna push yourself inside me. The silk will act as a thin, delicate means of protection. So go ahead. Stuff yourself inside. Push that silk and lace into my tight, warm little asshole. Nice and slow, sweetie. Oh, gosh. Yes. Oh, see how the material of my skirt tightens as it's forced into my soft little ass. That's it. No thrust for me, darling. I know this must be very, very exciting for you, but let's get on with it. Fuck mummy's ass. There's a good boy. Gosh. Oh, good boy. Yes, let's get those perversions dealt with nice and promptly. Fuck that bottom. Oh, there we go. Oh, gosh. Does the silk feel nice? All snuggled up tight around your cock as you pump it all inside me. I imagine it must look rather erotic. The flow of the silk pulled taut and squished up into that sensual, sticky warmth of my bottom. Good boy. Oh, that's it. Oh, gosh. Just listen to those plaps. How lewd. Oh, savor the sight, sweetie. It may be some time before you get an opportunity like this again. The sight of your cock disappearing again and again into my tight, hungry ass. God, yes. Pump that hole, sweet boy. Fuck your princess. Oh. goodness, I can feel every inch throb. Is that nice? The clench and squeeze of the soft, warm walls of my ass around your shaft. Good boy. Good boy. Pump, pump, pump. There we go. In and out, sweetie. That's a good human. In and out. Oh gosh, there is a certain pleasure to this. A small base part of me can understand a little of the attraction. Having a hard, hot cock snuggled deep into my tightest, warmest little hole. Oh goodness, it feels so deep. Stretch me wide, human. Oh, stuff me deep. Oh, gosh, yes. Plug me. Plug me up nice and full. Oh, so degenerate. Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness. How common of me. Yes, keep hold of my waist. Hold me close. Oh, good boy. That's a good boy. Give yourself to your princess. Relieve yourself in me. It's okay. Oh, you're gonna splurt out all those frustrations, all those perversions, nice and deep into my ass. Safely squirted. Into the soft, sheer silk of my skirt, all stuffed up inside me, a delicate, silky little sheath for your cock. As you fuck my ass. Good boy. Good boy. Are you gonna come? Are you gonna come? Sweet boy. It's okay. You have my permission. I want you to unload your balls into my ass. Spill your seed into the silk of my skirt. Make that mess for mommy. Come for me. Come for me. Come your spurts and squirts into my tight elven ass. Come. Come. Come now. Good boy. Good boy, good boy. There we go. Squeeze me tight as the walls of my asshole milk that human cock. Empty yourself into my bottom. There we go. There we go. Good boy. Good boy, yes. Empty those balls. Now, go slow as you pull yourself out of me. Gentle. Gentle. I feel so empty now, so messy, so sticky. You certainly pumped out quite the mess into my skirt, didn't you? How does it look, human? My skirt all stuffed up inside my gaped, gloopy asshole. Hot, thick cum pouring and oozing out from my stretched little hole. all splurted into the silk of the material. Ah, the cum has plastered my skirt to the inside of my bottom. Oh, this is gonna take some time to clean up. My asshole feels so sore. Gosh. Oh. But I hope that was satisfying for you. The noises you made certainly implied that it was. You've been a good boy. I trust that the memory of this encounter will sustain you for some time. And so, I'll see you back tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. sharp. You have work to do, after all. Now, be a good boy and run along. We're done for now. Be sure to tuck that cock back into your pants before you leave. Don't forget to bow. You are saying goodnight to the princess, after all. Good. Good boy. You're dismissed.